1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is proud to bring you the Rick Chamberlain Show, presented by Bud Light, live from Milano's Pizza, Subs, and Taps. Creating delicious memories since 1969 on Brown Street near the University of Dayton campus. The Rick Chamberlain Show is brought to you by Bud Light. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student staff destination for authentic Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. And by University of Dayton Athletics, combining student athletes and fans of championship caliber. Now, here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin, and University of Dayton football coach, Rick Chamberlain.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Milano's here on Brown Street. Welcome to another edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show here on the home of the Flyers as Dayton's coming off a 38-28 win on the road at Butler, heading into a bye week. And with us tonight, in addition to Coach Chamberlain, we'll be talking to two student-athlete members of this Flyer football team, senior center Tim Rell out of Cincinnati, and also redshirt freshman cornerback Joe Bubonics from Solon. We'll hear from those guys coming up. But first of all, Coach, a very solid performance in a 38-28 win over Butler. You had a lot of people do a lot of good things for you on the football team.
It was, Larry, and it was a game that I felt like we took control early, offensively, moving the ball, scoring when we had opportunities. Defensively, we were stopping them, forcing punts, that sort of thing. And then Butler made a run at us there in the third quarter, but we had a big play that we'll talk about later, I'm sure, about kind of really swung the momentum back our way. We rode that to a comfortable lead. And even though Butler, they fought back because the Butler-Dayton games, they are such a high-intensity game. It's a rivalry game. It's our closest PFL opponent. A lot of their players and our players know each other. So it's a pretty intense game there, and Butler just didn't want to give up.
Jack Cook ties a UD record. He ties his coach, Kevin Hoying, with 5 touchdown passes in the game. Adam Troutman ties a UD record with 3 touchdown catches in the game. Tucker Yinger rushes for 222 yards. And we're going to talk about a punt. Because Sean Smith, I think, arguably may have won the game with a third quarter punt that you alluded to. Butler had cut it to 21-13, kicked off, you made a special teams mistake on a fair catch call that wasn't really a fair catch call, so you start the 2-yard line, you lose 2 yards. Now all of a sudden he is literally punting from the back of the end zone. He a misstep and it's a safety.
Yes.
He's got to get it away or else it's going to be a safety or worse. And not only does he get the ball away, but uncorks an 80-yard punt, airmailed. The return guy goes over his head, eventually goes out of bounds on the 19-yard line. UD record, a PFL record, 80-yard punt.
It was, Larry, and I told you after the game, it was the play of the game. Because as you said, they had cut the lead to 21-13. They kicked off to us. We had a miscue, an invalid fair catch, got the ball in the 2, couple yards here or there. So Sean was actually punting much shorter than his typical 13-yard distance there. It's the only time in the game that they actually came for the punt, and we knew they would. So he had to shorten his steps. It was a one step and kick. And I think he was telling you that he even kicked with the laces down on the ball, which you don't want to really do because you want a nice smooth surface. But then when he got a hold of it and it sailed, I mean, it was in the air 67 yards, watching it on film. It hit after 67 yards, and the other thing was it went that other 13 yards inside the 20. He had 3 punts, one of them an 80-yarder, all of them inside the 20. And what made the momentum shift so good there was defensively held them to 3 plays and out. They had to punt. We end up with the ball on the 50-yard line going in. We score another touchdown to go up 28-13. So that really shifted the momentum, and they really never got close again after that point.
It's not a stretch to say that that punt was a 14-point swing because of what they potentially could have got with great field position and what then you ultimately got by getting the good field position. And Doug Housechild been crunching numbers all week. his 80-yard punt was the 80th punt in his career to go out inside the 20.
80th. Well, I was looking at the stats today. He leads the conference in punts inside the 20, and he has the highest average at 45 yards there. He has that unique ability, Larry. You know, if you've watched him enough, he can get the long punts for you when you're backed up. But when you're there at midfield, 40-yard line, he has that ability to kick the ball, have it land not only inside the 20, but a lot of times inside the 15 there. And that's the kind of weapon that makes your field position so much better. And you talked about the record. I don't know if Doug shared with you or not. Sean had the national FCS record with that 80-yard punt for 2 hours. Because later that afternoon, a Citadel punter kicked one 81 yards and took the record away from Sean.
I was, you know, obviously up in the press box across the way, so I could not see or hear what you saw and heard on the sideline. But I sensed not only did it, from a tactical standpoint, do good things to your football team, I just thought it just energized the team.
You watch it on film. I could sense it. I could feel it there. But when you see it on film, as that ball is going by us, just standing there around the 50-yard line, I figured that's about where it was going to be and how we were going to get the return man down. You just saw people start running down the sideline, and the ball then hit and just kept going, and it went out at the 20. The defense was pumped. The defense came running. They huddled up together on the sideline to run out. People were high-fiving. The energy level, as you said, Larry, just skyrocketed at that very moment.
Well, like we said, there was a lot of good things, though, that happened in that 38-28 win over Butler, which we will dig into here coming up. But also, as promised, we're going to get to meet two members of this Flyer football team that obviously played big roles in that 38-28 win over Butler on Saturday. Senior center Tim Rell from Cincinnati is with us. And you know what? When you have a quarterback throw for 5 touchdowns, you have a running back go for 222 yards, obviously the offensive line had a good day. And Tim, bring our listeners up to date on you. Tell us about your high school background and what brought you to the University of Dayton.
I'm from Cincinnati LaSalle High School.
Get that mic right in front of your mouth.
Sorry. I'm from Cincinnati LaSalle High School. I come into Dayton, looking at a couple different schools. I think the community aspect stood out. It was big growing up in LaSalle. Community is one of the 5 pillars of the school, and I think at Dayton, you know, it's the center of the university. I think socially, it's a great school. Academically, it's a great school. And then athletically, you get to play Division I football. And, you know, during the recruiting process, I couldn't find a thing that I didn't like about Dayton.
Okay. Tell us about, what was your visit like?
I actually never took an official visit here. It was all unofficial. You know, Coach Fox is the one who recruited me, and you know, if you've ever met Coach Fox, he's honest. And it was something that, you know, a lot of recruiting coaches, they want to make things sound better than they are. And Coach Fox told it to me how it was. And that was something that, you know, really made Dayton appealing to me. Is, you know, he was a guy that he's going to tell you how it is. He does it today. And you do something wrong, he's letting you know. You do something right, he's letting you know. He was really my first introduction to school. And, you know, he's one of the main reasons I came here.
All right. Well, we're going to learn more about Tim Rell as this program goes on tonight. And also along with us tonight, a guy who had 10 tackles in the game on Saturday and was out in space often against one of the top, if not the top receiver in the PFL, Joe Bubonix, a cornerback out of Solon. Tell us about your high school background. What brought you to UD?
It was nothing more than what Tim said. It was a great school that actually got on my list later in the recruiting process. And along with what Tim said, there's a lot of guys in my supporting group that had a familiar background with the University of Dayton, including my quarterback coach at the time, Jake Voigt, who attended the University of Dayton and had nothing but great things to say about it. And I actually did come on an official visit, and that's where I fell in love. It was like Tim said, nothing you couldn't turn down. I visited other schools, and in the back of my mind, it was just I wanted to play at the University of Dayton. It was a high level of football. It was a great school academically, and I mean everything about it was top notch, and you just couldn't turn it down from that standpoint.
Yeah, there's been a lot of guys from Solon that have played at UD. Steve Valentino, a quarterback, Ryan Schwenke, Kevin McCoy. I'll forget somebody, and Jake Boyd, as you mentioned. And so did those guys recruit you as much as the Dayton staff did?
Actually, a funny story. When I was about a freshman in high school, Jake Voigt, I think he was just graduating or had his last year here, he actually brought home a Dayton Flyers t-shirt, Dayton Flyers football t-shirt, and that shirt I actually wore under my shoulder pads about three quarters of my high school career. Before I even was getting recruited by the University of Dayton, it was just one of those shirts that kind of motivated me, and it pushed me to play, and that was always like a dream of mine, was to play Division I football. And that kind of just pushed me, and that him bringing me that shirt kind of put it in the back of my mind. And then when I started getting recruited, it was kind of like a dream come true that I would be able to play at the University of Dayton.
All right, we're going to learn more about Joe as we continue on the program, and also a look back at that big win over Butler, and a look at a bye week and how the coach is going to handle that before Dayton returns to action a week from Saturday against Morehead State. That's all coming up as we continue. The Rick Chamberlain Show. We are live here at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the three big things you need to know. The top stories we're following this hour. Cops saying the death of a man following a fight behind a Dayton business this past weekend is no longer considered suspicious. The trial of a former Germantown soccer coach is accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a 14-year-old player is underway, and more troops are headed to the U.S.-Mexico border. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Are you interested in making up to $1,000 a week in sales for the Dayton Daily News? If so, we're hiring focused, driven individuals ready to put their education to work. We offer full product training with advancement opportunities available. You must be 18 or older with a strong work ethic and people skills. Call now, 937-242-3663. That's 937-242-3663. Equal opportunity employer. Call now for an immediate interview. 937-242-3663.
Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. As the official sports medicine provider for 42 area schools, we treat more student athletes than anyone else in the region. From injury prevention, treatment, and sports performance, our team of board-certified sports medicine and orthopedic physicians, athletic trainers, and rehabilitation specialists offer a comprehensive program focused on the goals of each athlete. To learn more or to find a Premier Health sports medicine specialist, visit premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Premier Health, taking care to a higher level.
Did you know that in Dayton, there is a financial and strategic advisory firm that provides both advice and execution for their clients? It's true, and they're in their second decade of serving the Miami Valley. They are MLA Companies, and you can find out more about them at mlacompanies.com or by calling 937-222-3622. Make sure to ask about their trademark value implementation process. MLA Companies. Financial wisdom. Transformative action. Trusted advisors.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is part of the iHeartRadio Network. You can hear AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO anywhere, anyplace, anytime on your smartphone or any other device. It's easy and it's free. Just download the iHeartRadio app and look for WHIO in Dayton. Then you'll be able to hear us around the world. The station that the Miami Valley relies on for news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Heard everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
At McAfee, we believe in supporting and reinvesting in our community. Through scholarships, local charities, and even on the sports fields, we're always working with you in mind. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Everyone has access to the National Weather Service radar, but Storm Center 7 is the only local weather team with its own Doppler radar. Live Doppler 7 is 2 minutes faster, and when seconds can save a life, 2 minutes can mean everything. Storm Center 7 is weather coverage you can count on.
Sky's clearing out now. Going to be a cool night. At least the wind calms down to 39 in the morning. Some sunshine tomorrow, but increasing clouds in the afternoon. A milder day with a high of 63. I'm Chief Meteorologist here, Raquel Well, at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back here to Milano's on Brown Street for the Rick Chamberlain Show as the Flyer football season is winding down. An off week this week, and then Dayton will be playing its home finale a week from Saturday against Morehead State. The season finale would be then 2 weeks from Saturday on the road at Jacksonville. This is our next-to-last Rick Chamberlain Show here at Milano's. We'll be here next week for the final time before we transition to the Anthony Grant Show the week thereafter. So it's that time of year. The leaves are falling, and the number of football games are down to just a few fingers on one hand. And it's a cliche to say this, Coach, but at this time of year, football teams are either counting the days or they're making the days count.
That's right.
So what are you doing to make the days count for the Flyers?
Well, what we're doing, Larry, is the idea that we just came off a nice win, a big win, an emotional win there, and you want to finish strong. You really do. Couple reasons. You want to finish up with a winning record, but also going into the winter. You want to have momentum, and to have that momentum, you want to win these last two games, our last home game, last opportunity for some seniors to put on the play in front of the Dayton fans, and then to finish up on the road against Jacksonville to get that winning record and to be able to go into the winter positive and enthusiastic and just building for next season already.
I know you've got a checklist each and every week, but I thought some things that you were probably able to check off this past week, certainly on the offensive side of the ball, run the ball, reestablish your running game, which had not really been there the last couple of games. You certainly did that with Tucker Younger going for 222 yards. And then on the defensive side, not give up big plays. You didn't give up any big plays.
I know. And we gave some passes there, but not big, long touchdowns. That's what we knew we had to do with Pace Temple there. That's the threat. And their running game was one. They had some quick running backs there, but we were in the right place, made the plays. Opening play of the game, Joe over here, all at once, they tried to go deep on him on a post, and he was right there and knocked it out. And then so that was a great start for us there. So it was encouraging to see these things that we've always felt like we can do. We just here been inconsistent, but we were more consistent on Saturday.
Tim Rell's with us as well, senior center for this Dayton football team, and you guys ran the ball well on Saturday against Butler. Anything that you were able to do Saturday, was it adjustments, or was it just a matter of just physically whipping the guy across from you?
We knew coming into the game they did a lot of blitzing, which leaves a lot of holes, and you know, we had to take advantage of them and got them. Tucker's big run on the 4-yard line, they blitzed off the backside, and Justin Cameron made a great block, and Skibinski made a great block, and Tucker's able to take advantage of it. So I think it was taking advantage of when they blitzed, and then when they weren't blitzing, you know, just displacing your guy, which has been a focus ever since San Diego and Drake, two games where we didn't run the ball well. We came into this game knowing that if we wanted to win, we had to run the ball.
I know that Coach King, when he works with you guys, he, you know, granted, he gives you a game plan to start, and then he leaves it up to you guys to make adjustments. I mean, how much do you have to do as a unit amongst yourselves to adjust through the course of the game?
I know this game we had to make a couple adjustments. They like to twist their tackle and nose, which is something that in the run game is difficult. You know, you don't see it a lot, and they did it a couple of times. And we eventually had to make a couple changes on how we're scheming up the blocks to you know, prepare if they're going to do it. But I think, you know, having a guy like Ben's been on the offensive line for 4 years. He's seen it all. and everybody else is experienced. And, you know, they might beat us on one blitz. We get back to the bench, talk through it, make the adjustments. And, you know, it's really what's been impressive from last year to this year is how much, you know, guys have developed. Even, you know, the guys that, like Nick Bart and Brunson, those guys have really developed and played very well when they needed to.
All right, the offensive line obviously played well. In addition to the run blocking, I think they had Jack Cook in the stats as being sacked once. I never saw it.
I saw that too.
I never saw it. I didn't. He had like maybe a run for a no gain.
Right.
But he did not get sacked.
Standing back there. I didn't see it either, Larry, so. And that's the bad thing when you're on the road there and they have their official stat takers. And so, but no, I thought our offensive line gave Jack plenty of time to throw the ball. That's why we were able to get some big plays down the field there. And then when Jack needed to run, he found the holes to run through, which on a couple third down plays, extended drives there, which we needed to do. Because you couldn't give their offense, Butler's offense, that opportunity with the weapons they had.
You alluded to the fact that Joe Bubonix made a big play early, first offensive series of the game for Butler. And Joe, you've been in this situation a lot this year. You're just out there on an island against one of the top receivers in the league, someone who's maybe a little bit taller than you. I don't know if they're faster than you or not, but you're out there up against it. And you had a solid game on Saturday. Broke up a pass early on, and then anything that was caught in front of you were right there for the tackle. Are you starting to feel more comfortable out there?
Definitely am. It comes with experience, and it helps playing with some guys who have played before, like David Leistring and Tim Simon. And they help a lot with the game plan all week and through practice all week. Preparation is needs to be consistently good throughout the week. And with that, with our game plan this week, it was based off where Pace Temple was at all times. We knew their offense relied heavily on him catching the ball and making plays. And I think we held him to 5 catches.
55 yards.
Yeah, which was huge. And that was kind of a goal of ours to limit his opportunities to get the ball. And I think we did a good job of it. In preparation all week, we had guys who were designated to practice as number 4, and I think as a secondary, we did a pretty good job of preparing throughout the week to stop him. And, I think it worked out on Saturday.
When you're playing corner, obviously people are going to focus on pass coverage and defending a pass or intercepting a pass, what have you. But I thought you had, and Coach can tell me if I'm wrong, but I thought you had your best tackling day as a Flyer on Saturday. You wrap guys up. There was not a lot of yards after catch. And even if you didn't make a solo tackle, you at least held the guy up until help came. Is tackling, is that something you've been focusing on?
It's definitely something as a defense that we do every week. We focus on, we designate a time every week to focus on tackling and turn the ball over. And especially this week in the game plan, we knew on a counter play they ran that the corner was going to be involved in a couple tackles. And it was big to be able to practice it all week and see it and read, like get a good read on it and then execute it in the game. It was a big part of the week this week especially and every week. But, yeah, tackling is emphasized for sure.
I said he had a good tackling game. You nodded your
yes,
head, Coach.
Yes, I did, Larry. And I tell you, that was one of our, not concerns, but we knew it had to be something we had to take care of. Get it out there in those little 3-4 yard hitches. You want your corners to make the tackle right there, not to be way off and let them run another 5 yards before you got the tackle. And I thought Joe and AJ Watson did a nice job in that they were breaking back towards the ball. As soon as that guy caught the ball, they were on him. And as you said, sometimes it was just them being there, which is fine, because then this help would arrive there. But that was a big plus for us, because I really think that limited them on their hitch game plays throughout the game.
Well, the Dayton Flyers heading into the off week, looking to finish up the season with 2 games, 1 at home, 1 on the road. We'll take a look at how they'll handle this week off, and also we'll learn more about our 2 student-athletes, Joe Bubonix and Tim Brell, off the field. That's when we continue the Rick Chamberlain Show. We're live at Milano's on Brown Street.
Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:32. I'm Dave Daniels. Here are the three big things you need to know this hour. Cops saying the death of a man following a fight behind a Dayton business this past weekend is no longer considered suspicious. The trial of a former Germantown soccer coach who's accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a 14-year-old player is underway. And our top story, more troops are headed to the U.S.-Mexico border.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell. I'm tracking the threat for rain and more gusty winds. It's in my forecast straight ahead.
Now WHIO Triple Team traffic. Our roadways looking good around the Miami Valley right now. No major delays or accidents to tell you about. If you're headed westbound on Interstate 70 from 675 over to 75, that 13-mile drive is taking you about 12 minutes. Our top story, the Defense Department is sending thousands of U.S. troops to the southern border as a caravan of refugees moves north.
By the end of this week, we will deploy over 5,200 soldiers to the southwest border.
General O'Shaughnessy says there are 800 troops on the way to Texas right now. Dayton cops say the death of a man soon after a fight is no longer considered suspicious. A police spokesperson says 55-year-old Khalid Liev died after a large fight near a business on Troy and Leo Streets early Saturday morning. But investigators say Liev suffered a medical issue and died from natural causes. The Montgomery County Coroner's Office has still not listed a cause of death. Logan County deputies are investigating an alleged rape on a school bus.
The 15-year-old male student is accused of sexually assaulting a 6-year-old girl on a school bus last Wednesday. Investigators tell us the girl reported the alleged assault to her parents the next day. That teen in custody now, charged with rape and gross sexual imposition.
WHIO's Sean Cudahy. The school district says the teen was a bus helper assisting younger students on the bus.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
Trial is underway for a former Germantown youth soccer coach and league president accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a 14-year-old player.
Justin Smith's trial began today with the mother of the alleged victim testifying. The mother says she discovered inappropriate text messages between Smith and her daughter on the girl's cell phone. She then took the phone away. The mother says Smith then sent her daughter another cell phone. The mother says she found more than 320 messages from Smith on that phone.
WHIO's Amy Frederick. Smith coached for the Southwest Soccer Club. He's pleaded not guilty to sexual battery charges. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell.
Skies clearing out now. Temperatures dropping off to 39 with calm winds for the overnight. The wind picks up, though, tomorrow. After some morning sunshine, clouds will increase late in the day. A warmer afternoon with a high of 63. Gusty winds and cloudy skies tomorrow night, dropping down to 57. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Clear skies right now across the Miami Valley. It is 46 degrees in Piqua, 49 degrees in Springfield, and 49 in Dayton at 735. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. For over 3 years, I've been telling you about MyPillow, how it has changed my life. And over the weekend, someone asked me, do you really use it? Does it really work? And I said, absolutely. You know what? And I was skeptical. I thought, what difference can a pillow make? But that very first night, I slept so much better than I ever had, and it's been like that ever since. MyPillow's got a great offer for you right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. You buy one, you get one free when you use the promo code WHIO. Or you can call 1-800-320-1481, ask for that same Buy One, Get One Free special, and again, use the promo code WHIO. 100% made in the USA. MyPillow, washable, dryable, comes out looking like new. And right now, MyPillow is so confident that you're going to love their product, they're extending the money-back guarantee all the way to March 1st. But you've got to act now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-320-1481 and start sleeping better than ever.
I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. It's very meaningful to me when I hear customers talk about how Madison Reed at-home hair color has changed their lives. Here's Vicki, one of our very first customers.
Coloring my own hair is easier than I ever imagined. The best part? I no longer have to sit in a salon and pay over $100 to have this done. Now I color it when it's convenient for me, and it takes less than an hour. People compliment me on how great my color is, and my hair is incredibly soft and healthy looking.
Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality color for under $25. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TRUST. That's code TRUST. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back here to Milano's, and welcome back to the Rick Chamberlain Show as the Dayton Flyers are heading down the home stretch of the season with a week off before their home finale, November 10th, against Moorhead State at Welcome Stadium, and then the season finale, November 17th, on the road at Jacksonville. This all coming off a 38-28 win on the road at Butler, a first road win of the season for the Flyers, and a lot of good things happened. 533 yards of offense, five touchdown passes by Jack Cook, tying a UD record held by his current quarterback coach, Kevin Hoying. Three of them went to Adam Trautman. That also ties a UD record. And then you had the 80-yard UD record and Pioneer Football League record punt by Sean Smith. So it was a big day. And then, oh by the way, Tucker Younger had 222 yards rushing. So a lot of good things happened. And when you look at all those numbers, I mean, taking the numbers aside, just looking at the overall performance, what pleased you most, Coach?
Well, what pleased me the most was our execution, Larry. It wasn't like Butler was making a lot of mistakes. I just thought that we made our plays better than them. We really were. We were in the right positions, both offensively and defensively, and then our guys made the plays there. And Tucker especially, there were some runs that Tucker made that all at once I'm watching it right at the start, and I'm thinking, okay, we're going to get a couple, and he makes a cut, and then we end up with 20 yards on that run there. So I thought it was the execution in a lot of different areas there that really stood out to me. Our passing game, I thought our route running and our catching of the passes there was outstanding. Everybody, Marcus Hurd, he snagged one on a slant, ended up going 15 yards with it there. So it was the execution that stood out to me on our overall game. Probably, if not the best, one of the best that we've had this year.
I think Jack Cook had two incompletions in the first series. He finished 16 of 19, so he had one incomplete pass the rest of the entire ball game while throwing five TD passes. Yeah. That stat might, you know, kind of underscore what you just said about a good execution day. And obviously with football, you want to play emotionally. You want to play with emotion, but you want to play poised and execute. Was Saturday that type of balance that you want to try to strike, where the guys were emotional and they were fired up, they were wanted it, but they did not get crazy?
Correct. And what you're talking about, Larry, is if you get too hyped, all at once you start trying to do more than you should, and you start worrying about things going on that you can't control, or you try to be that much quicker than when you're supposed to be, and so forth. You just play within yourself. You still play with a lot of intensity, a lot of focus, all those things. And you don't let yourself go wild. As you know, like, we're a very disciplined team. On offense, defense, special teams, that's the way we win games. And when we don't, is we get out of that discipline. I thought Saturday we stuck to the game plan, executed it in all phases.
Senior Center Tim Rells with us here on the Rick Chamberlain Show, and talking about that, when you see a defensive line start to lose their composure, when, you know, for lack of a better term, you've got in their heads a little bit, is that when you start to see the scales tip in your favor?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things you look for around the third or fourth quarter. If that defensive line, they start arguing or that, you know, you can kind of see frustration. You kind of know as an offense, you know, you've done your job, and now it's time to really, you know, kick it in the gear and get what you can out of the last couple minutes of the game.
Out there on the edge, cornerbacks and wide receivers, I know sometimes words are exchanged between the two combatants. Joe Bubonics, you don't strike me as much of a trash talker, but have you gotten an earful from some of the receivers this year?
Most definitely have gotten an earful, especially not against Butler. I knew a lot of guys on the Butler team from a visit that I took in high school, and there's a kid on that team that I went to high school with, played in high school with. So it was kind of a friendly competition. In between whistles, it was as hard as you can go, full go, physical. And then in between, it was there was not really any words exchanged, but most definitely in previous weeks, there's definitely been some talking in between.
Okay. You don't strike me as a talker though yourself. You let your game do the talking, or are you gonna, can you take it as well as receive it?
Yeah, I think actions speak louder than words. So I'm not much of a talker.
Good. That's a good approach right
that
there.
Is.
Good approach right
that
there.
Is.
Well, what's your approach to this off week, Coach?
This off week, Larry, what you want to do? You want to have a combination of rest. And that's good because we do have some guys that were banged up before the game. And then during the game, we had Adam Troutman got a concussion on that third touchdown. And Brennan Berto got a concussion on a play. And then you have some other guys just a little sore there. So you want them to heal up plus the other guys. But also you want to keep sharp. You don't want to just fall back into just a complacency. You want to stay on top of your game. So what we are doing this week, typically we practice on Tuesday. We will not practice tomorrow. We will start practice on Wednesday, and we'll just be in helmets and shoulder pads. It's a lot of fundamental work. It's offense and defense, passing game going against each other. Not full-out scrimmaging, but just working against one another. Then on Thursday, it'll be full pads now, fundamentals, individual period, and then again, offense, defense, doing run game, passing game. Again, keeping that edge there. And then Friday, we'll be in full pads. We'll start on Moorhead, start the scouting reports, scout teams, trying to get a game plan together. Saturday, same thing, working on that. And then we'll have Sunday off and Monday off, which is our typical day, and then into game week there.
All right. Well, the Dayton Flyers with this week off, but a lot ahead of them football-wise with a chance to secure a winning season. With two games remaining on the schedule, at home against Moorhead, and then the finale on the road at Jacksonville. We'll be talking more about this team moving forward, and also we're going to learn more about our two student-athletes, Joe Bubonics and Tim Rell, away from football. That's all coming up as we continue the Rick Chamberlain Show. We are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the three big things you need to know. The top stories we're following this hour. Cops saying the death of a man following a fight behind a Dayton business this past weekend is no longer considered suspicious. The trial of a former Germantown soccer coach who's accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a 14-year-old player is underway. And more troops are headed to the U.S.-Mexico border. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Maytag and Logan Master Appliance will help you stand up to messes with a Maytag brand kitchen suite that's engineered to resist fingerprints, so stainless steel keeps looking stainless. The easy-to-clean, fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish keeps your kitchen looking as good on the outside as it works on the inside. See store for full details and qualified models. Logan Master Appliance. When service matters, call the masters.
Hey, WHIO listeners, Sergeant Mark Bauer in the WHIO Traffic Center. What are your thoughts on our radio station?
They have the best talk personalities.
Breaking news.
Hackers claiming to be working on behalf of ISIS.
Traffic report.
I'm seeing cars stuck all over the Miami Valley.
Weather, school closings.
If it's important to Dayton, we're talking about it.
I've always listened to them, and I always will.
We give you the best breaking news, weather, and traffic.
It's simply the best.
This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to Miami Valley's home for Fox News, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Veterans Michelle Scott, Carl Blake, and Jesse Graham.
I was an unemployed veteran.
I served because it was always my dream.
September 11th happened my senior year. I wanted to serve my country.
After injury, I felt scared, worried, concerned. I was newly married, didn't really know what was going to happen next.
I just remember sitting there trying to move my legs.
I lost my job, then I lost my house. I had to start over.
First person I saw after my wife when I was a new injury was a Paralyzed Veterans of America member. The second person I saw was a service officer for our organization.
The Paralyzed Veterans of America, they gave me the outlet to find a career now.
They focus on the accessibility for our lives.
They helped me get to a point where I'm at now, where I can have a job, have a family, be a part of society, and live life the way I want to live life.
To learn more, visit pva.org.
A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Sky's clearing out now. Going to be a cool night. At least the wind calms down to 39 in the morning. Some sunshine tomorrow, but increasing clouds in the afternoon. A milder day with a high of 63. I'm Chief Meteorologist here, Raquel Well, at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back here to the Rick Chamberlain Show at Milano's on Brown Street. Season winding down. Our next to last show here, as our final will be next week on November the 5th, as Dayton will be getting ready that week for the next game against Morehead State, because it's an off week this week. We've alluded to that already. We'll talk more about this team moving forward and where they are heading down these final two games, a chance to secure a winning season, but it's going to take wins in both games, at home against Morehead and on the road at Jacksonville. The margin for error is just simply not there, and the Flyers responded well with a 38-28 win last Saturday, this past weekend, on the road at the Butler. We've got two of the student-athletes, two members of the state football team with us, senior center Tim Rell out of Cincinnati, and also redshirt freshman quarterback Joe Bubonics out of Solon, Ohio. And time to learn more about these guys away from football. And Tim, let's start with you. And what's your major at the University of Dayton?
I study mechanical engineering.
Okay. With the thought of doing what?
Mechanical engineering is so diverse. You can do about everything. I had an internship this summer with a company where I was able to kind of do a little bit of everything too. And I don't really have an idea, which is ironic, because I'm in my senior year, but, I'm not sure.
Well, I know some. I've talked to a lot of you guys who are mechanical engineers, and some basically say, okay, I want to be an engineering major because I want to know how things work so I can sell that stuff and make money. Is that a possibility for you?
I grew up on a dairy farm, and so I got to see machinery every day. I think that was something that really piqued my interest, and now that I'm in school, I get to see the math behind it, and it's something that, fascinates me. And, seeing these tractors from 1950s still using the math and stuff I'm learning about in school today, and that's really unique.
Now, growing up on a dairy farm, I did not expect that. I assumed you were some dazzling urbanite from Cincinnati, but is your family still operating the farm?
Yeah, my dad works there, I guess, full time. I mean, he's there probably about 10 hours of the day. And, him and my uncle were there full time working on it.
Now, what was your job on the farm?
A little bit of everything. Milking the cows is what most laborers use for, and that's what I did most of the time. But a couple weeks before, earlier, mowing crops or, stuff like that. I mean, I've done a little bit of everything.
All right, milking a cow.
All right.
How hard is it?
It's not that hard.
Yeah?
It's pretty repetitive, yeah.
Okay, you've got it down, though.
Yeah.
So do you ever bring your teammates over and say, hey, guys, let me show you how to milk a cow?
A couple of my roommates want to go down to the farm. We were talking about maybe doing it on this bye week and just seeing the farm, just seeing how things go down there.
Okay. Well, when Tim Rell's not back down on the farm or in the classroom, in the weight room, on the practice field, what do you do for fun and relaxation?
Our roommates, we all play video games a lot. It's just something we do. We're all competitive, and the video games are just another factor of our life that's competitive.
All right. What's the game of choice?
NBA, 2K, Madden are the two that are most popular right now in our house.
Okay. Who else is in that house?
Adam Troutman, David Leistring, Will Bobek, and Christian McDermott, five of us.
Okay. And the reigning champion is?
Oh, myself.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Well, if you are looking for someone who learned a work ethic by growing up on a dairy farm, that's something you know you're going to get with Tim Rell, in addition to a background in mechanical engineering. And if that sounds like someone that could fit your company and your needs, get in touch with the UD football office, and they'll get you in touch with Tim Rell. At the other end of the spectrum, just kind of getting his feet wet as a collegian, both academically as well as football, redshirt freshman Joe Bubonics out of Solon. What's your major at the University of Dayton?
My major is high school education in a field of physics and earth sciences.
Okay, with the thought of being a teacher, right?
A high school teacher, yeah.
And do you want to do some coaching?
I do, yeah. Whether it's at the college level, right out of high school, or right out of college, or at the high school level.
Now, your father's a coach, correct?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so is that where you caught the coaching bug, do you think?
For sure. I grew up around it. I was a ball boy for I don't even know how many years. I grew up around it, and I saw how much he loved it, how much he enjoyed it, and then playing for him was something special, and it really, like, secured my decision and what I wanted to do when I grew up. So,
with that coach's mindset, has that helped you as a player?
It definitely has. Just, like, the scheme of things and knowing why he calls the defenses he called in high school and just knowing the purpose of why you do certain things on the field, it has definitely helped.
All right, you're kind of getting your feet, like I said, getting your feet wet in college. What's been a class you've taken at the University of Dayton that you just say, wow, this is really cool?
Actually, right now I'm in electromagnetism. It's a physics class, and it's actually really interesting to see how, like, circuits and magnets actually, like, work in the physics world and how it all, like, works out that we don't even see every day, but all the science that goes in behind everything.
Okay. But has there been a class you've taken so far, without naming names or professors, that you say, why the heck do I have to even be here?
There definitely has. And I had to take a theater class my first semester freshman year. And I had to go to, like, three or four plays. And I was like, this is not for me. This is really not what I wanted to do. So it kind of was like, why am I taking this class? Why am I here? But it all worked out in the end, so it's all right.
So, I mean, you didn't like get in there and say, you know what, this is, you know, you've not acquired a taste for theater now?
No, you didn't catch me singing and dancing.
All right, so when you're not in the theater, when you're not in the classroom, the library, the weight room, the practice field, what's Joe Bubonics do for fun?
I enjoy, like, movies and TV shows. So,
which is kind of like theater, only, you know.
Yeah, arts. Kind of, but just watching it. And with my roommates especially, A.J. Watson and Brandon Easterling, we all enjoy just, like, sitting down, like, watching, like, a good movie, whether it's old or it's new, or going to the theater to see a new movie, or watching a show when we have our free time, and which is not much, but whenever we do have free time, we watch a couple episodes, and yeah, that's about it.
You mentioned you don't have much free time. Balancing your time, managing your time, was that the biggest challenge when you came to college?
Most definitely. It was trying to manage your time between school and then football, and then also trying to have somewhat of a social life outside of the classroom and outside of the football field. But as it works out, is my best friends are the football players, and that's who I'll be hanging out with when I'm in my free time is the football team. And it's just how it works. It's just those are my guys, those are my brothers, so that's who I'll always be with.
All right. Well, you know a little bit more about both Joe Bubonics and also Tim Rell as they get ready to finish up this Flyer football season. And You know, it's that time of year, Coach. Do you remind your seniors, okay, you guess how many practices you have left? Guess how many this you have left? Guess how many of this you have left?
I don't really tell them to how many you have left. The one thing I always tell them, though, is this is your last game in front of the Dayton fans there. As we go through those last couple weeks of practices, I'm sure it comes to their mind, but I don't point it out until maybe the beast, their last beast. We'll let them run their last beast as a group, as a senior group. They get to do that. So it's a nice way to finish off a career.
You know, it's been a season that's it's had ups and downs. It's been a woulda, coulda, shoulda, maybe, if this and or what type of season. Mm-hmm. But you know, has the challenge been to keep things focused on the task at hand?
Exactly. And whenever you have an up and down season, there, that's what you got to really emphasize. It's just keep going the way that you are. Keep your focus on what we're trying to accomplish. Things will happen. Good things, bad things will happen once in a while. But you never let up. You never give in. You're always making sure that you're doing the best that you can. And to keep that focus, that point of that you're on. And we've done a good job with that, Larry.
Saw a lot of fans at the Butler game, including mm-hmm. Not just friends and family. A lot of former players were able to make that game. Yeah. How much is their support and their feedback important to you as well as this team?
I tell you, Larry, that's one of the perks of this job, is being able to see these players after they leave, when they come back, because they're still invested in this. They really are. It means a lot to them. For some of them, the Butler game, that was the game for them. And so when they can get back and watch a game like Chris Beechler, who lives in Indianapolis now, he was telling me he lives around the corner from Butler, and that he was going to be there. It just does just makes a coach so happy. That tells you that it was worth it to him, worth the time, worth the pain, worth all the other things that they went through, because it is still important to them, and they still want to be a part of it.
Well, the Dayton Flyers still with some football to play. Not this week, though. Mm-hmm. It's an off week, and then the Flyers will next be in action. The home finale on November 10th against Morehead State. It'll be Senior Day, Andy Zuli Award presentation, something we'll be talking about a lot more a week from tonight on our final edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show here at Milano's on Brown Street. On behalf of our engineer producer tonight, Griff Getz, our student athlete guest, Joe Bubonics, and Tim Rell, and of course the coach, Rick Chamberlain. I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everyone, and go Flyers.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.